Bhagavad Lila, Dasma Skanda, Chapter 26, Wonderful Krishna. In this chapter, Nanda Maharaj describes Krishna's opulences as he had previously heard them from Garga Muni. Nanda Baba did this, recounted Garga Muni's previous statements, in order to remove the doubts of the coward men about Krishna's powers, which he astounded them with by holding Govardhan Hill for 7 days. Because all the Brajbasis were immersed in tasting the sweetness of Krishna while he lifted Govardhan Hill, the opportunity at that time to think about Krishna's astonishing power did not rise in front of all that Madhurya, sweet, intimate, confidential nectar they were relishing and directly associating and seeing and being with Krishna for 7 solid days. Afterwards, however, when all the Brijbasis returned to their homes, they all began to have a doubt. Thus they thought, now we have directly seen child Krishna lift Govardhan Hill, a massive mountain. And we remember how Krishna killed Putana and other demons, extinguished the forest fire, and so on. At that time, we thought that these extraordinary acts occurred because of a benediction from the Brahmanas, or because of Nanda Maharaj's great fortune, or that perhaps this boy, Nandalal, had achieved the mercy of Lord Narayan and was thus empowered by Narayan. But all these presumptions are false, because an ordinary 7-year-old boy could never hold up the king of mountains, Giriraj, for 7 whole days. Krishna is not a human being. He must be the Supreme Lord himself. But on the other hand, child Krishna loves it when we coddle him, and he becomes morose when we, his father, mother, aunts, uncles, and well-wishers, simply worldly coward men, do not give him attention. Nanda Nandan appears to become hungry and thirsty. He steals yogurt and milk. Sometimes he plays tricks, blatantly tells lies, and chatters childishly and tends the cows. If Krishna is actually the Supreme Lord, why would he do these things? Don't they indicate that Yashoda Dulal is an ordinary human child? We are totally unable to establish the truth of Krishna's identity. Therefore, let us go and inquire from the highly intelligent king of Braj, Nanda Maharaj, and he shall free us from our doubts. Thinking thus, the coward men entered Nanda Maharaj's great assembly hall and questioned him as described in the following verse. The coward men said, since this boy has performed such astonishing activities, he cannot be an ordinary boy, but he must be God. But if that is so, how could he be born in a coward family and become the object of criticism? Even the minor avatars are not born in such low family as ours. What to speak of the outstanding avatars? At this time, Krishna was not present because he had gone to the forest for the day. The full expression of the feelings of the Brijbasis could take place only in Krishna's absence. Nanda Baba, if this child is not the Supreme Lord, how could he perform such astonishing feats? How did a 7-year-old boy hold Govardhan in one hand for 7 days? How could a mere infant with half-closed eyes so easily kill a very powerful demoness like Putana? Half-closed eyes indicates that Krishna did this unseen by others. Just as unnoticed, the irresistible power of time takes away one's life. Nanda, how could Krishna, when he was only 3 months old, kick up his feet as he lay beneath a huge cart and strike it with such force that it turned over and collapsed and killed the Shakatasura demon? How could your Krishna at the age of 1 kill the demon Trinavarta after being whisked into the sky? How could Krishna, who was tied up for stealing butter, crawl away and knock down a pair of Arjuna trees? How could Krishna hold the beaks of Baka and bifurcate them? How could your little boy, humble as he is, and let's say, how could this little boy? Indeed, the gopis relieved their mental anguish at the Rasa Arena by embracing the lotus feet of Krishna to their breasts. These are the same lotus feet that Brahma, Lakshmi, and others worship in their minds, but can never touch directly God. The cowherd men spoke the following verse to show how they were all united in their austerities for centuries, giving up all their desires and taking austere vows. Our loving affection, anurag, toward Krishna is very strong. We have nasha yasam harikatod gitam punati bhuvanatrayam. Female birds and forest animals have strong affection for Krishna too. And all of Nanda Braj. When these gopis loudly chant, is natural, and we cannot give it up. Even though we, after glorifying the gopis, Uddhava offers his respect in this verse by saying, I offer. One has more affection for one's own body than wealth and children, and more affection for one's grass, which will make it easy to get their foot dust. Their loud songs about the form, qualities, and pastimes of Krishna purify the three worlds, removing the contamination of it that we feel could not be possible if Krishna were a mere human being. Since Krishna is the original form of God, Swayam Bhagavan, among those devotees who worship Swayam Paramatma, then how is it possible for Paramatma to have such natural attraction toward their loyalty in following him? Among these intimate associates, Uddhava is the best, for it is said about Uddhava, Krishna should be indifferent to everything. How could he feel such constant love for us who are absorbed in it? And in the third canto he says, Nodavo vapi manyu no. Uddhava is not less than 7 years old. On the other hand, we see that he lifted the huge Govardhan hill, O king of Braj, of the Brajagopis, and had the greatest regard for them. Uddhava did not then describe it again because they're so much astonished by that feat that they witnessed. And following her is the highest achievement. Uddhava took permission from the gopis, and Mother Yashoda and Nanda bade farewell and mounted his chariot. Nanda and others approached. Due to my past pious activities, Lord Narayan has entered my son to mercy ages. Nanda and the other Brijvasis had collected many jewels, gold coins and pearl ornaments. Tasma Nanda Kumaro Yam Narayana Samogune Shriya. So they offered them as gifts to Uddhav. Nanda and the other coward men said to Uddhav, Gargamuni spoke to me at that time. He said, O Nanda Maharaj, the Dayanir Nam Nam Kayastat Pravanadishu, opulence, name, fame, and influence. Your child Krishna is exactly like Narayan. And may our bodies always bow down to Krishna and serve him. Karmabir, the coward men's present realization of Krishna's godhood, Aishwarya Gyan. Kala Charitair Danne Ratirna Krishna Ishvare. Whoever we are made to wander about this world by the Supreme Lord's will in accordance with the reactions of our fruit of works, may our good works and charity always grant us love for Krishna. Vishwanath. Nanda Maharaj said, our dear long-lived Uddhav, we, Krishna's mother and father, have been most ours. They should not give up their affection and should continue to give blessings to Krishna daily. We remain so even now. We understand that the abundant affection and care we previously showed Krishna, that Lord Narayan's power had entered Krishna, not that Krishna was Narayan. King Dasharath was actually the only real father in this world, because he immediately died upon hearing God, nor was Krishna an ordinary human man, but he was someone who could perform extraordinary deeds. Nanda Krishna. Therefore, this omniscient son of ours has rejected us as unqualified. Thus, at the conclusion of his statement, Garga said, quote, you should not be bewildered to make Devaki and Vasudeva his parents instead. Therefore, Yashoda and I should not think of him as God. You should make him the object of your compassion by blessing him. To live in some future lifetime, we may become aware of Krishna as he is and become attracted to him. Nanda goes on. May our minds take shelter of Krishna's feet. Nanda Baba removed their doubts. Listen, men, I consider Krishna, who removes our suffering, to be invested. In reality, the mind and senses of Nanda and Yashoda were always absorbed in Krishna. Late the statements of Gargacharya, the residents of Vrindavan became enlivened, and their perplexity was gone. For humility within Nanda and Yashoda. Moreover, it is the nature of gold coins, cloth, and jewels. Krishna was playing in the forest when this conversation as repositories of love for love's object. Krishna, due to these necklaces, armlets, earrings, and crowns, and by shouting, all glories to the jewel of Braja. Massive humility, Nanda and Yashoda forget their own proper moods and instead take up the mood of servitude and protected the Brijvasis from the disturbances caused by hunger, hail and rain. Radha said, Hey Nata Ramana Preshtan Dasyaste Kripanayame, O Master, O Enjoyer, bring this wretched maidservant to you. 10:30:40 And a gopi said, Kvachit api sakata na kinkar. With the essence of the Vedas in the form of the Bhagavata, who is expert at. This verse 66 gives an example of Dasya Bhav arising in Vatsalya Ras of Nanda. The Brahmanas devoid of bhakti, be pleased with us. Shukadeva goes on, becoming extremely angry over stopping the son's feet. Even though they spoke like this, even in a state of ecstasy, Nanda and women who had taken shelter of him alone were severely afflicted with the rain, hail, lightning, and wind. Krishna, along with awareness of Krishna's opulences, Aishwarya Gan said, "You are not actually our sons." Vrindavan. May Indra Gavam, may the Lord of the cows, who destroyed Indra's false pride, to Braj, due to being fully devoted to Krishna, he returned to Mathura.